I've got to start with an apology because I think I feel slightly fraudulent in that the work that Joe's done and the work that Matt's doing and just presented seems deeply data and research driven. And I come bearing the gifts of anecdote and gossip, which is not very scientific. And as scientists like to say, there is no data in anecdotes, but I beg to differ. And interestingly, the anecdote and gossip that I am going to give you a little perspective on now pretty much bears out 99 to 100% of what Joe has already said. So hopefully it will actually prove quite illuminating. So what I'm going to give you really is just a little slice, a vignette of the Smart Homes project, and particularly the work we've been doing on PRS, and what sort of illuminations that's given us. Like I say, there's no deeply theoretical structure around this. It's really, consider this kind of field notes from an anthropologist, out there in the wilderness. But before I kind of give you these five little vignettes, I'll just briefly describe the Smart Homes programme and what it is and what it's offering. So Smart Homes is a Green Deal Communities funded project, so a DEC-funded initiative, I believe, to sort of try and breathe life into what was seen as a bit of a dying dog in terms of the Green Deal, and particularly people taking on Green Deal finance rather than just sort of doing retrofit on their properties. So Haringey pulled together with five other North London, I'm not too sure whether Hackney considered themselves North London or East London, but pretty much North London boroughs to bid for some money. We were given 6 million squid, a third of that ring-fenced for the private rented sector. I'll be totally honest with you, we kind of didn't get our skates on with the private rented sector stuff. It kind of sat there kind of dithering in the corner while we focused on the owner-occupier market because we thought that was going to be an easier sell. And boy, were we right on that one. It was kind of like it was that sort of job that you kind of know that you need to do at the weekend, like cleaning out the garage, but you kind of keep putting it off just because you know what's going to be involved. But we did eventually get round to it. So Smart Homes is a £6 million grant funding programme that we're providing to the principally focused on the domestic market, but like I say, both owner-occupier and private rented sector. Okay, so what does it provide? Well, in the first instance, it provides a heavily subsidised Green Deal assessment. I think, fair to say that paying £150 or £200 for a Green Deal assessment potentially is a barrier to entry into this market. So we basically were offering customers a Green Deal assessment of £50, and we pay our contractor the residual cost. Secondly, we're providing a kind of single shop window approach to the retrofit market. One of the things that we believed quite strongly was that the retrofit market doesn't help itself by being incredibly complex. So if I'm a bod in London, I want to do some retrofit. Okay, how do I go about it? Okay, so I go on the national website, London. Ooh, 9,000 suppliers of retrofit services. How do you navigate that? The assessor is not necessarily the installer. The installer is not necessarily the provider of Green Deal finance, if you want to go that way. How do you actually tie all of this up? So we went out to contract for a provider that was able to give us that integrated, seamless service that the customer could experience positively, rather than having to kind of pick and create this kind of montage of their own volition. So we ended up appointing Instagroup as the lead, with support from E.ON, who were also providing additional funding through ECO. Okay, so what are we able to give? It's a maximum of £6,000, that's the ceiling, for retrofit. And this applies, that the offer is the same across the owner-occupier and the private rented sector. So we will pay 75% of costs up to a maximum of £6,000. If the householder is able to get ECO, there is ECO available on top of that. The customer must make a contribution. How they choose to pay that contribution is a decision that's up to them. In some cases, with ECO, potentially the customer is able to get grants in sort of slightly in excess of £7,000. So actually, this is a really generous offer. We're giving away free money. So you'd think that would be a pretty easy sell. And lastly, and this was a point mentioned by Joe, we also sort of thought, well, okay, we can bring together the single shop window, and that's great, but also, is there a need for some additional support, validation and quality assurance from a trusted party that allows people, customers, to know that someone's really looking out for their interest? So we created this thing called the Smart Advisor, and we appointed some energy efficiency specialist architects to provide this additional level of whole house perspective, quality assurance, so that we were kind of scrutinising our commercial provider to make sure that they were taking a whole house perspective and had the best interests of the customer in view. So that's the total package that we're offering. So in terms of these sort of five little kind of heuristic vignettes that might be useful, I offer these by way of conclusion. So the first one is about cliches, or a cliche in particular, which is that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And like most cliches, they suffer from a bit of a catch-22 in that they're so true and so blindingly obviously true that you either forget them or you actually believe that they're not true. It is actually true. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So we kind of thought, when we approached the private rented sector market, we're giving away free money, for Christ's sake. This is going to be like giving snow boots to Alaskans. But actually, it's not, because it's not just about the free market. It's not just about the free money. You know, the PRS sector, and as I'll come on to say, it is a diverse sector. It includes a kind of wide spectrum of individuals and businesses. They're all driven by different kinds of logic. But the one thing that remains, and again, this is something that Joe alluded to, it still suffers from the age-old economic problem of principal and agent. So why is a business, judging by some kind of commercial logic, going to invest in something? And don't forget, even though we might be able to give them $7,000 or $7,500 or $6,000, they've still got to put their hands in their pocket. Why are they going to make an investment that it is almost impossible for them to recoup? And we tried to come up with lots of fancy arguments and say, well, yeah, but actually, you know, don't forget, this isn't just about rental income. This is about increasing the value of your capital asset. And they said, what? You're having a laugh? This is London. My capital asset is increasing in value 20% every year without me doing diddly squat. So that kind of didn't wash either. And then they'd go, okay, I might still be interested. Is this stuff tax deductible? Some of it is, some of it isn't. Okay, not interested. So you know, actually, even if you think you know you've got a grant-based program, this is a really hard sell. The second sort of vignette is that, just alluded to, private rented sector. You know, in the public sector, we often talk about markets. You know, the market intervening in a market. A market is never a singular monolithic thing. It's always a really complex thing with different actors. And the PRS sector is you know, absolutely that kind of complex market. So at one end of the spectrum, in London particularly, you've got individuals who have a portfolio of one or more properties simply because, you know, they had them, they got married, and they kind of moved to another one, and they've kept that as a bit of a kind of pension pot for the future. Those guys take a completely different perspective, have a different commercial logic than a small, medium, or large portfolio holder. And, you know, I think one of the lessons that we've learned is you've really kind of got to segment your messages and your approach depending who you're talking to in that market. You know, trying to go in there with a blanket, this is the sell, is not going to work. The third thing is, it's and Joe again has already talked about this in the report, it's a really difficult market to map. Large sections of this market are not even visible. You know, I'm thinking principally things like the HMO market, these generally are the worst properties as well. These are the properties that from an energy efficiency and a social equity perspective you want to be hitting. But where are they? Who are they? Trying to identify them is really difficult. And the fourth thing is that not all energy efficiency measures are equal. We found we had to kind of really turn it around on a penny, because we were going in there talking to landlords and we were like, yeah, the focus of this scheme is deep retrofit. So solid wall insulation has to be a part of the mix. And, you know, we were kind of getting blank faces from landlords going, so you basically want my tenants to live in a kind of dusty, crappy environment for 4 weeks while you put some internal wall insulation in, or I've got to get them to move out and pay for them to live in temporary accommodation while you do that. Plus, you want me to shell out sort of $5,000-$6,000 of my own money. Yeah, you're not really selling that to me. So we thought, well, okay, this isn't working. So we went back to DEC and we said, look, you know, as the entrepreneur says, I'd rather have 20% of something rather than 100% of nothing. Can we not sort of go back to these people and offer something more realistic, which is what we did? So we sort of said, well, look, boilers. Can we give you a new boiler? You know, can we upgrade your windows or give you some new windows? Can we look at other forms of insulation, floor insulation, whatever it was? And actually, we've got some traction with that. Because the amounts of money are smaller, the logic seems to fit better. So again, not all energy efficiency measures are equal. You've got to be really careful about and segment your market. And lastly, all of that leads me to the conclusion that working in this sector, like any other market, is all about nuance. You know, you've got to be bespoking your responses depending on which segment of the market that you're talking to. And if you don't do that, if you go in there with something kind of generic, it'll have generic written all over it, and you just won't get any traction. So yeah, that's really just some of the kind of the gossipy lessons from Smart Home so far.